Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And you can also press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air for your comments or opinions about today's episode. Now, before I get started, I just wanted to say that I've been battling a small cold, and so that's why my voice left me for a couple of days. Is why I hadn't been on the show. I know that talking today is going to kind of bring it down again, but I felt like I needed to get back up on the show. So I'm here. Please bear with me. If you hear me sniffle or, you know, you hear my voice not coming off very well, okay. please bear with me, okay? Sorry about that, but it's just part of it, I guess. No one's not going to be sick. You know what I'm saying? you have to take days off sometimes because you're sick. I have to take days off as well because I hadn't been feeling well, okay? But enough of that. I'm here. I'm ready to go. I'm going to go as much as I can until I can't go anymore. And then we'll wrap it up for our weekend. Sounds good? Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, today is usually Free For All Friday, and actually, it still is. I just didn't send out those notes as Free For All Friday. But a friend of mine asked me to do this particular subject today on my show. Actually, she asked for yesterday, but I was a little under the weather yesterday. A little bit more. I'm still under the weather, but I was a little more under the weather on yesterday, and could not get it done. So I promised her I'd get it done. So today's word of the day is variegated. Variegated. Variegated is an adjective, and it's spelled V-A-R-I-E-G-A-T-E-D. Variegated, okay? Variegated. And it's an adjective, and it means having discrete markings of different colors. And the second meaning is various, diverse, and varied, okay? Variegated. Okay, is having discrete markings or different colors. Now, excuse me, guys. That's our word of the day. Okay. Now, right now it's let's update this. Let's update the weather here, and we'll see where it is. Right now, it's 64 degrees in ATL, sunny skies. We're looking at a high today of 82, and we're coming up on the end of October. Isn't that pretty wild? This is like Florida weather. I mean, South Florida weather, right? I think today it was 84 somewhere in Florida, and so that's what we're having right now. Saturday. Sunshine, 84 as our high, 53 the low. Sunday, sunshine, 84 the high, 53 the low. Monday, sunshine, 85 the high, 54 the low. So it's going to be a very, very good weekend. I hope you guys get out there and fire up those barbecue grills, maybe get some of your leaves blown out of the yard as you whatever you want on the grill. Okay? But I encourage you guys, spend some more time outside, because you know it's not gonna be long before it's cold. And you're not gonna wanna be outside. Right? You're not gonna wanna be outside. So use this weekend as a as a you know, great way to just chill, have a good time, and, you know, play some more records. I don't know where that came from, but get on the grill, right? Please, please, guys, get on the grill, fire up those barbecue grills, and get things going this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. Sunshine, mid-80s all weekend, okay? And, you know, I believe that that's, you know, a lot of people getting sick this time of year because the weather goes up and down. It fluctuates so much as we come into the fall season. And it's just, it just gets you, man. It's gotten me, and I'm fighting hard to keep it off, right? Fighting hard to keep it off. Now, today's episode is entitled, let's see, what is today's episode? Okay. His wife died 5 years ago, and now he is going to marry his mistress. Okay, we're going to discuss the circumstances around these turn of events, but this is a family, and the mom died 5 years ago, and now the daddy, who was having an affair while she was living, he was having an affair, and now that she's passed on, he's at the point where he wants to marry her, marry the mistress. And so, and the kids are totally against it, and they're saying that they're going to boycott the wedding. They're not going to attend. Now, let's look at this from both sides. The first side I'm going to look at are the kids' point of view. And I think, you know, it's a hurtful thing, okay, that his dad was cheating on his mom, had a mistress. And now that mom has passed on, now he has free reins to go and do whatever with this mistress woman. But did you hear that word right there? Free rein. And looking from the kid's perspective, is that they only have known mom and dad. You know, I don't know how long they knew about this mistress, how long they had been touching each other, whatever. But he has a mistress. And because of that, the kids do not want to go to the wedding. They say they're not going to the wedding. And, I mean, it's hard to lose a family member, anybody. But to lose your mom is the toughest thing I have ever gone through. Tough, man. I mean, so tough that I don't know. I guess if my dad had been living at the time and he was seeing someone while he was with my mom and I knew about it, then after my mom passed, yeah, I probably have some type of remorse. But at the same time, you know, you look on the dad's side of this, Okay, he made a decision to have a mistress. Now he's made a decision to marry his mistress after 5 years of being a widower. And, you know, when you think about it, men need companionship. Okay? I don't care how old you are, how young you are. Most men need companionship. And if you're an old fart, then, you know, you probably still need companionship. I don't know when in life, as I go through my years, I don't know when in life would I need a companion, or would I not need a companion to turn it around. When? In life, would I not need a companion? Right now, when I think about these things, I'm like, I need a companion. How can I go without a companion? How can I go without a companion? And if I was in his shoes and he was having an affair outside of his marriage with another woman, and then when his wife died, he got with this woman. Again, now remember, men need companionship. So he got with this woman. And I guess within these past 5 years, he's figured out that he needs to marry her, make her his wife. So I say this to the kids. You have to let go. It doesn't seem like he's going to back down from and not marry this woman. I guess that's what you guys want, is for him to not marry this woman. But I believe that definitely a man needs companionship. And again, the kids have to get over it. Get past it. Say, okay, if you knew your dad was having an extramarital affair before your mom died, maybe she knew, I don't know. And then you find out that now he's wanting to marry this woman. I believe that, again, you have to close out and start to understand again that men need companionship. We need companionship. There's no other way around it. Okay? Then, you know, you may say, well, why don't they just live together? Why do they have to get married? Well, maybe they've been living together. And they feel like they need to get married. Then, hey, get married. I I really don't see the big deal. If his wife died 5 years ago, let's go back 5 years ago, okay? Let's go back 5 years ago. If you go back 5 years ago, when the mom was living, and he was having an affair with this woman, maybe instead of divorcing her, he wanted to stay with her. If he knew she was sick or whatever, he wanted to stay with her and be there for her until she transitioned to her next life. Right? I think that's admirable. I don't know if that's the way it happened, but I think that's admirable. Now the kids are standing over here in the doorway saying, "We know you were dating this woman while mom was still living, and now you're gonna marry her. We're not gonna come to the wedding or anything. We're boycotting it. We don't want to have anything to do with this woman." Well, I think you're going to lose your dad. I think you're going to lose your dad if you take that approach. Now, I don't know if she may be a bitch. I don't know the circumstances. But if she's not, a bitch, then I believe that you guys should let bygones be bygones. You have to move on in life. Your mom's passed. She's gone. You'll never see her again in this life. Your dad will never see her again in this life. But your dad still has to live his life. He can't just curl up in a nutshell and shut down. I don't know how old he is or whatever. Like I said, I don't know all the circumstances behind it. But men need companionship. Men need companionship. And obviously, if he wants to marry this woman, then he's in love with her, or what have you. So for the kids to be that bad and say they're going to boycott the wedding and not going to the wedding or whatever, then you may be at a point where you may lose your dad. Because if he's going to marry this woman, he's in love with her, and she's there to stay. She's there to stay. Now, I don't want your family to bust up because of this. And I'm sure you don't want your family to bust up because of this. But if you don't attend the wedding, if you boycott the wedding or whatever, you may lose your dad. Because he may go into put up a wall and say, "Hey, they didn't come to the wedding. They don't like my wife, my new wife. Hey, the hell with them. I'm going to continue to live my life with her." Because what? Men need companionship. Again, I don't know how old he is or whatever, but he may be still a fairly young man. And again, what? Men need companionship. Because his wife died, he's not going to lay down and never have another woman in his life. Come on. And then how long do you expect? How long do you want your dad to go live and living without a companion? Your mom been gone for 5 years now. How long do you expect for your dad to go without a companion? You may not like her, but he does. And it's about him. It's not about you. If you were to pick someone out for him, he may not like her. But it's about him, and it's not about you. So you guys have to deal with this. And if you're listening to the show right now, you have to deal with this. You have to put everything in the past and move forward. You know why? I'm going to tell y'all something. And again, guys, forgive me for my voice. Forgive me for my sniffles, everything. I'm trying to get over this cold. I'm feeling okay, but I'm not quite out of the woods yet. But I'm getting there. So, a friend of ours told us this one day. And it's pretty graphic, but I think you'll get the point. God, the man upstairs, God made us, right? He made us, okay? And the way your body is, think about your body. When you eat whatever and digest your food, and then later on that night or the next day, you got to get rid of that food, right? It's done, filled out, put the nourishments or whatever out in your body. It's done its work. Now you need to pass the rest of it. God put your crapper behind you. He didn't put it in front of you. He put your crapper behind you so you could get rid of it, not look back, and keep going. That's why it's in the back. You don't even look at it. You just get rid of it, flush, and you're gone. Right? That's the whole thing about it. That's why God put it there, so you can leave it behind. So that's what you guys have to do. You have to leave the past in the past. Move forward. If your dad wants to marry this lady, his mistress, I understand that you're upset about him having an extramarital affair while your mom was living. Excuse me. But again, it happened. You can't change it. So if you can, try to embrace this woman. Try to embrace their relationship. Try to embrace their marriage. Because guess what? You might lose your dad. Obviously, he wants to marry this woman. He loves her. So deal with it. Embrace it. Okay? Now, my significant other, she had not this kind of thing, circumstances, but similar. Okay? Her mom and dad divorced. He married another woman. Took a while, but they all are okay now. Okay? It's not going to happen overnight, of course. But if you try to meet halfway, if you try to be the bigger person, then I believe that could be a nurturing relationship for you. And everyone needs more and more and more nurturing relationships in life. I know I do. I know I do. So you grab a hold of your your feelings. Let this stuff go and embrace your dad's relationship with his new wife. It has to be there. And again, what did I say earlier? A man needs companionship. A man is going to have companionship if he wants it. A woman is going to have companionship if she wants it. Excuse me. So all I'm saying is, if you turn it around, if your daddy died, and your mom's still living, now she's having a relationship with another man, would you feel the same way about your mom that you do your dad right now? See, those are the kind of things that you got to race through your mind and understand. You have your own relationship. You may be married with a kid. You have your own relationship. Your dad may not even like your husband or your wife, but he deals with it. He invites you over. Y'all have a good time together and all this. He deals with it. He may not like her or him, but he deals with it because that's who you chose. That's your life. So if that's whom he chose, that's his life. You cannot predict his life. You cannot lay out his life for him. Because he hadn't laid out your life for you. Picked who you wanted. You chose who you wanted to marry. And, my daughter, she's 21 years old. She's dating, a couple of people calling. She's brought a couple of different guys to the house. A couple of them I don't agree with. But it's not... Excuse me. It's not my life. It's not my relationship. It's hers. So if that's what she's going to deal with, and that's what she wants, that's what she likes, that may be the person she falls in love with, I have to deal with it. I have my relationship. I have my wife. I can't tell her who to know. Don't do him. Don't see him. Don't see him. Don't see him. I can't do that. So I don't think you should either. Okay? Let him live his life. He's your dad. He's not your son. He's your dad. He's lost his wife. She'll never be back in this lifetime. And he may want another wife. And he thinks he's found the one that he may want to spend the rest of his life with. If he's happy, go ahead, Dad. But again, what did I say? Men what? Need companionship. Let him be. Let him be. You know, you're gonna close out your dad's life, and he's not gonna be with anyone because you don't like them or you disagree with him being with someone else right now. That's not fair. That's not fair to him. So I think that because, you know, you feel a certain way, I know you're upset and all this about your mom, you're probably still grieving about it after 5 years. I know my mom been gone since 2005, almost 12 years. Think about her every day still. But if my dad was here, I wouldn't be upset because he has another woman. That wouldn't upset me. I want him to have someone that'll take care of him, someone that'll see about him, someone that could be there with him at all times, or most of the time. If he gets sick, somebody to take care of him. Because I can't. So you guys have to deal with that. To deal with it. Let your dad go. Let him be who he wants to be. Let him marry whomever he wants to marry. And you be the bigger person. And you bow down and try to get along with him and his wife. Now, I'm not saying lay down and take all kind of crap from her. I'm not saying do that. No. But I'm just saying you have to be the bigger person and let it go. They're talking about not going to the wedding and all this stuff. I don't think that's fair. If he didn't invite you, that's a different story. But if he invited you to his wedding, to this woman, then go. Support him. You're not supporting her. So you're supporting him. You're supporting your dad. Take care of your dad. I sure want my girls to take care of me when I get, you know, older or whatever. And so, you know, think about it that way, guys, because what's happening here is, and what I heard in this young lady's voice is that it's her and not her dad. She's trying to live his life, or she wants him to live his life the way she wants him to. The kids want their dad to live his life the way they want him to, not the way he wants to. It's his life. He wants the companionship of another woman. Let him be. Let him be. Let him have his life. Excuse me. and try not to interfere, guys. Hey, that's all I have. I got about 2 minutes left in the show, guys, and thank you for bearing with me. Again, like I said, I'm getting over this cold, and it's had my voice down in the dumps. That's why I haven't been on the show in a couple of days. And I'm getting close to whipping this thing, and I guarantee you this. I'll be back at full strength on Monday, 10 o'clock, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. Again, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. You see this? Well, here in Atlanta, it's sunshine outside. It's like 68 degrees right now. We're getting up to 82 today. 82. And it's going to be a great weekend. Tomorrow's going to be 84. Sunday's going to be 84. So pull out your grills, get your grills out, get out there in your grills, and make it happen. Okay? Do that for me. All right? Take care of yourself, guys. It's Friday. Let's go home. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you.
This is how we do it. The keys to my truck, hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All my gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
Come on, y'all. Come on.
A million records and we're making the dance.
Oh, come on.
Come on.